This morning, I'd like to continue to share the message about the Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7.
今天早上我要用 哥罗西书的第二章第六节跟第七节来做互相的勉励。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7.
我们打开哥罗西书的第二章第六节跟第七节在新约圣经284页。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 6.
哥罗西书第二章第六节。
As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. And verse 7.
第七节。
Having been firmly rooted and now being built up in heaven, built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed, and overflowing with gratitude. So yesterday,We went through the part of verse 6, therefore you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, and so walk in Him.
昨天我们用这个哥罗西书第二章第六节的这一段话，就是你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行来做互相的勉励。
And this morning, the first hours, we continue to go on the verse 7, the, having been firmly rooted in.
今天早上的第一节课我们用第七节就是在它里面生根建造。
So fancy way of a topic today is a grow by being deeply rooted in Jesus.
所以今天早晨我们第一堂课我们就是要就在主耶稣基督里面要生根建造信心坚固。
And throughout our life, we have experienced sometimes, someone always bothering us, kind of.
我想在我们过去一生当中总是会经历到好像有些人他们这个有形无形的对我们是一个这个打扰。
One time when I was in elementary school, the one schoolmate, it's a girl, always bothering me.
记得我还在幼稚园的时候，班上有一个女孩子她常常打扰我。
She always sit next to me, but she always bother me.
她就是故意常常坐在我的旁边，常常就故意的这个打扰我。
I cannot touch her. I can, even sometimes if the note taking during the time without notice, I just cross over to her part of the desk, and then it's a fault. I have to she pinching me too.
那么她坐在我的右她在我的坐在旁边。我不能动他那么有时候在在写功课的时候这个无形当中我越过我的界限到他的桌那边去那他就掐我一下。
She's smarter than me.
那这个女孩子比我还更聪明。
So I cannot talk anybody of this, this trouble.
但是我不能告诉任何别人因为这是我的麻烦的事。
See, at least I'm a boy, you know, so I cannot share this one to anybody.
那么至少我是个这小男生所以我不跟别人诉苦因为这小女生欺负我。
Sometimes even bothering me to go to school.
那么这样子呢有时候呢想要到学校我又觉得很尴尬。
Throughout our life, sometimes we meet a person.Really, really bothers us.
那么在我们一生当中，大概也经历过有些人在我们生活当中，的确是对我们是一个打扰。
Later on, I discovered there's one also bothers my life.
那以后呢，我也发现到另外有一个人士也是对我一个打扰。
He always most difficult persons I have to deal with.
那大概是我最难应付的一个人。
This man's always telling me about the negative ways.
因为这个人他总是跟我这个讲一些负面的事。
And each matters he dealing with it.
那么好像是每一样事情我都必须要这个来对付他。
Always feel that this one it's become my obstacles.
所以我总是觉得他对我来讲总是一个最大的障碍。
But we know that this, I know this is my own self.
我知道这就是我自己的这个个性。
Have you noticed sometimes when you see that when you're trying to grow up yourself, when you do better yourself, but what makes it bothers you is your own self.
你是不是有注意到这一点？ 事实上呢，这个打扰你最大的还是你自己本身。
Sometimes because of our own self, we fall down. Because of our own, we discourage our own self.
有时候我们自己跌倒我们自己觉得非常的沮丧。
So if we change ourselves, means we have to overcome ourselves.
都是我们要改变自己首先的话，我们必须要这个胜过自己。
Usually, the successful man in this world, or make our life to be better, then whom is the one who object is our own self, that we overcome ourselves, that makes our life can be successful and easier, actually.
我们看见世界上很多的成功的这个企业家他们常常就是用自己来勉励若是您能够这个克服自己的难关，就胜过自己，那你就是最成功的人了。
Well, Tolstoy, very famous, the writers of Tolstoy said many people saying that all other people have to be changed.
这个很有名的一个作家这个他跟他讲说好像大家总是觉得别人必须要改变。
But not many people saying that they have to change themselves.
但是很少人发觉到是他们自己本身需要改变。
So I think it's a matter is when we think about our life, we can see other people's fault easily.
所以在我们生活当中，我们非常容易看出别人的错误。
But many times we haven't think about we have to change first.
但是很少时候我们想到是我们自己本身必须要改变。
So what is the most important issue here that we think about is how we can accomplish the spiritual maturity.
所以事实上最紧要的问题就是我们问自己我们怎么在灵性上能够长大。
Before we focus on other people, but we focus on our own self.
就是在我们还没有这个看别人之前我们先专心注目的看自己。
So when we focus our own self, we can see our own defect, own weakness.
当我们注意的看自己的的时候，我们才会看出自己的的缺点、软弱的地方。
Then we can find out who we are, and so we can see our own weakness. Then we naturally our natural attitude turn to be more like a humble and gain the humility.
那么因为这样子我们看清楚自己是谁慢慢的我们就会培养自己。这个一个谦卑的柔和的一个个性。
Have you noticed nowadays the society and the family problems?
你是不是注意到今天这个社会上或家庭当中的问题呢？
Especially in the family, those who have a teenage children.
在家庭当中尤其是有那些这个青少年的家庭。
And always the parents' idea is, my kid is troublemakers.
常常这父母亲会抱怨说，我的这个未成年的这个孩子，他们总是我的麻烦。
They never listen to us.
因为他们从不听我的话。
And then between the husband and wife, the same things.
那么就是在这个夫妻之间也是这样的尝试。
My husband, he never listened to me.
这个太太会抱怨说我的老公就是不听我的话。
And husband say, she never submit to the what I said.
那么这个老公呢就会抱怨说我这个妻子从来就不愿意顺服我的意思。
She's so stubborn.
因为她就是这么顽固。
But when you look at them on the children's side.
那我们看见这孩子。
And say, my parents, they never listen to us.
这个孩子他们也会抱怨说，我的父母亲从来都不听我的一句话。
They always they just pulling us whatever they like to.
他们总是要照他们的意思来叫我做这个做那个。
Have you ever cause this kind of cause of problem is many where and it seems like in sometimes in our own circles.
你有没有注意到这种类似的这个打扰你的事，常常就是在生活周遭。
But many times the cause of problem is our own self.
但事实上这个最大的障碍还是我们自己本身。
When we think from our own self, then it slowly changes one by one.
要是我们知道是自己本身的问题的话， 那我们慢慢的会自求改进。
I have to change myself.
啊，我想说，是我自己要先改进自己。
Before I ask somebody else to change, but I want to change myself.
啊，就是我要要求别人改进之前，我们先要求改进自己。
You know, if I change, then my family changes.
啊，因为都是我先求改进自己，然后我的家人也会自然的就改进了。
When my family changes, then my church changes.
啊，若是我的家人开始改进的话。那么在整个整体的教会大家也会改进了。
Many times we forget about this process.
啊，常常我们忘记啊，这在导师啊一个改进的一个正当途径。
But sometimes because with somebody to we work for the church or some or in the society in our family, because of our situation, our positions, we think that we concern about other people first.
啊，那么常常在社会啊、家庭或是教会生活啊，常常想到，我们在这里所扮演的角色啊，我们应该想到别人还没想自己之前，先要想到别人才对。
But spiritual maturity comes from me.
啊，那个属灵的这个成长啊，是啊，由我们自己发出来的。
One grandfather sit on the sofa and taking a nap.
啊，这个啊，比方说啊，一个啊，这个祖父啊，他在这个沙发椅上啊，他躺下来睡个午觉。
One of a grandchild came and put the cheese and put on the right under the nose. Put it here.
那么他有一个孙儿啊来了，那拿一个 chip 啊，就放在他的这个啊，他的这个。他的这个鼻孔啊，鼻孔当中。
So grandfather wake up and he smelled the cheese.
啊，那么这个祖父呢就醒过来啊，他闻到这个啊这个乳酪的味道。
And right away he think, my grandchildren, they put the cheese in a leave it in this living room.
啊，他马上想到就是说啊，一定是我这个孙儿当中一个。啊，他们把这个啊乳酪呢遗留在这个客厅。
And then he walked into other rooms.
啊，所以他就走到别的房间去。
They also smelled of cheese.
哎，他也感觉到，哎，这个房间我也闻到这乳酪的味道。
Once he walked around several rooms, he realized.
啊，那么他走了几间房间之后，他才发觉到。
It's not because of the room has a cheese, but because of the one of the grandchild that you're playing with him, so put it here the cheese on it.
啊，不是因为每个房间啊都有乳酪遗留在这个房间里面。而是啊，他有一个孙儿啊，把一个乳酪呢塞在他的鼻孔里头了。
Sometimes we complain others. It's my spouse problems, my children problems, my family problems, and brother and sister problems.
啊，所以也是因为也是这样子的，我们常常抱怨啊，就是我这个啊这个先生的问题啊，太太的问题啊，孩子的问题啊，家人的问题或者教会的别人的问题。
The best way to change this complaint to make everybody to happy is come to us, come back to us, we can change ourselves.
啊，但是若是要啊让大家都能够和睦相处的话，首先我们是先自我检讨。
We can say before we change the church, we can say we love the church.
啊，我们要想要说我们要改变整个教会之前，啊，首先我们要是说让我先要爱整个教会。
You know, Bible, if you look at the Bible,love your neighbor as yourself.
啊，因为圣经说啊，我们要爱邻舍，如同爱自己一样。
I have noticed because I have a lot of problems. I have my own weakness.
啊，我知道啊，这个我体验这一句话，因为我自己发现到我自己本身有很多的难处，很多的问题。
But I usually don't complain about me because I usually trying to cover myself.
啊，但是呢，我们常常不会自我抱怨啊，因为我们常常会自我遮掩自己的过错。
Because I know because I love myself.
啊，因为我知道我很爱自己。
So before we expect others, we just ask ourselves, we love others as just like as we love us. Then actually no problem.
啊，但是我们啊要先问我们是不是爱别人啊，如同爱自己一样呢？啊，若是做到这一点的话，那么大概其他都没事了。
We remember what Jesus resurrected from the dead, and he talked to Peter.
啊，主耶稣他从死里复活之后，啊，他首先对彼得说话。
Question is this: Do you love me more than this?
啊，主耶稣问彼得说：“你爱我比爱这些更深吗
？”And what He doesn't ask any other question, but do you love me more than this?
啊，主耶稣没有问彼得别的话，啊，只是问彼得说，你爱我比爱这些更深吗？
And Peter answered, you know that I love you.
那彼得对主说，主啊，你知道我爱你的。
And then tender my sheep.
啊，那么主耶稣就对彼得说，那你喂我的羊吧。
Because since you love me, with this love,You can tender my sheep.
啊，因为你说你爱我，那么就用你爱我的这个爱啊，你可以去喂养我的羊。
So I think from the message of the Jesus Christ, we can little bit to interpret these words in this manner.
啊，所以从主耶稣回答彼得的这一句话啊，我们可以转过来啊，来这样子的解释。
Let me change my sheep by only what Your duty is love them.
啊，说引得啊啊，与其说是要改变我的整个羊群啊，首先你自问啊，我是不是啊真正爱我的羊群
？First of all, I discuss with you. I talk about the message is this: we cannot change ourselves. We know that.
啊，我曾经提到说啊，我们是没有办法改变自己的，我们也知道这一点。
Only God can change us.
啊，因为只有神才能够改变我们。
Our duty is love others.
啊，我们的责任就是要爱别人。
And then we can solve many problem actually.
那么，因为这样子，我们就可以解决很多的问题了。
The First Corinthians, Paul mentioned that I planted.
在哥林多前书里头，保罗他提到说是我是栽种的人。
Apollo watered.
那么亚波罗啊，他是浇灌的。
But who is the cause to grow them? Is God.
啊，但是到底是谁啊，使这个树能够成长呢？是神本身。
What Paul mentioned here is it is important my work and Apollo's work.
啊，当然保罗他讲这句话啊，没有错的啊，我来栽种，亚波罗来浇灌，这都是很重要的事。
But the growing matter is not us, but it's up to God.
啊，但是使啊这个树能够成长。不是我们做得到的，这乃是神的事。
So what our matter is to share the love, to care them and accept them.
啊，所以很重要的啊，就是啊，我们要关怀别人啊，要用爱心啊去帮助他们。
We have to continue grow up ourselves to let our heart to be bigger, so we can holding other people.
啊，就是说啊，我们要让我们的心啊更加的宽广啊，能够更多的来接纳别人。
So let the God can root it down the members and our own also to the truth.
啊，所以愿神来帮助我们啊，让我们弟兄姐妹啊，我们信徒能够生根建造。
You and I, we have to grow up. A way to grow up ourselves, our maturity is by being deeply rooted in Jesus Christ.
啊，那么唯一的方法能够这个成长生根啊，就是要在主耶稣里头要生根建造。
We have to Well, first one, we have to completely rely on the Jesus Christ.
啊，首先的话，我们要学习完全的啊，来顺服交啊，交托给神。
Many times we trying to rely on our own self.
啊，因为常常我们是想要靠着自己。
Because I feel like I'm better than others.
啊，因为比方说，我总是觉得自己比别人还好一点。
Because I received a high education out there, so I have a very intelligent idea.
啊，比方说，我比别人啊受更高一点的教育啊，我比别人的智商高一点。
Because I understand many philosophy out there, so I know many important things that how can handle our life.
啊，就是因为我总是啊有些啊更好的一个哲学思想啊，我知道怎样子啊来这个应付我的生活。
I read the Bible 10 times. I know a lot of things in the Bible.
啊，我读圣经读了10次以上啊，我知道圣经里面很多的记载。
So tendency of nature is trying to rely on what we have.
啊，所以这个很自然的趋向啊，就是我们总是有依赖自己的这个趋向。
In Colossians chapter 2 verse 7, having been firmly rooted in Jesus.
啊，这个哥罗西书第二章的第七节啊，特别提到，就是说我们要在主耶稣里面啊生根建造。
And sometimes when we are faced a difficult situation, also our tendency is rely on our own self.
啊，就是我们遇到这个啊困难的时候啊，我们的自然的倾向啊，就是要依靠自己来解决困难。
We have noticed when Jesus have a 40-day of fasting.
啊，主耶稣他经过40天啊，这个40昼夜的这个禁食。
One of a difficult situation, difficult moment at that time, because 40-day fasting, even though Jesus, he's a man also.
但是我们要知道啊，主耶稣经过这个四十天啊的禁食的祷告，但是他也是人。
Satan tempted him.
啊，所以在那个四十天禁食之后，撒旦就来试探他了。
Since he have a 40-day fasting, he's hungry.
啊，主耶稣经过四十天啊，这个禁食啊，自然的啊，他就非常的肚子饿了。
Satan asked him to make this stone to bread and eat it.
啊，那个时候撒旦啊。这个来试探耶稣说：“你都是神的儿子，你可以把这个石头变成饼来吃。”
You don't worry, God. The Satan never tempted us in this manner because we cannot make a stone to bread, but because Satan knows this is Son of God.
当然啊，撒旦是不会这样子来试探我们的啊。但是撒旦曾经用这样来试探神的儿子耶稣。
Jesus has a power. Jesus has a capacity to change this stone to bread. It's easy.
对主耶稣来讲，要把石头变成饼啊，是很啊这个很简单的小事。
If Jesus changed the stone to the bread and eat it,
若是主耶稣真的听了撒旦的话，那么这个石头变成饼来吃了。
Where we can see the glory of God?
那么我们怎么能够看得见神的荣耀呢
？What is the purpose of his fasting then?
那么主耶稣他又禁食了四十昼夜，又做什么呢
？But we have done this in how he casting this temptation of Satan away by the word of God.
但是我们看见主耶稣他用神的话啊，他来拒绝啊这个出于撒旦的试探。
He completely tried to rely on the word of not himself.
因为主耶稣他完全靠着这个神的话来站立得住，而不是靠着自己。
This is one of the key factors to make our Christian life successful.
因为这样子啊，成为我们啊做一个基督徒生活啊成功的因素。
We do not based on the react and respond based on our own emotion, our feelings.
我们不是靠着当时候啊自己的感觉、自己的情绪来做事。
But we based on the Word of God.
我们乃是要根据神的话。
That's what we can say. This is being rooted, deeply rooted down in Jesus Christ.
唯有这样子，我们才能够称自己已经在耶稣基督里头生根建造。
This way, we can our Christian life upscale to walk with God and within the rooted in Jesus Christ.
这样子，我们才说我们已经在基督徒的生活已经提高了另外一个层次我们真的是在耶稣里头已经生根建造了。
Let's look at the Jeremiah chapter 17.
我们看耶利米书的第十七章。
Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 5.
耶利米书的第十七章第五节。
Five and six.
第十七章第五节第六节。
Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 5 and 6.
耶利米书第十七章第五节跟第六节。
Thus say the Lord, curses the man who trusts in mankind and makes flesh his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. 6.
第六节
For he will be like a bush in the desert, and will not see when prosperity comes, but will live in stony waste in the wilderness, a land of salt without inhabitants.Here the verse 5 and 6 describe those who trust in the mankind, make flesh, flesh his strength. It turn out to be all the things, it turn out to be, it cannot be a strength of their trust.
所以在这里这个耶利米先知他讲说神如此说依靠人血肉的膀臂心中离弃神的人有祸了。
Man is not the object we can trust.
因为人并不是我们可以依靠的对象。
It doesn't mean that we have to trust each other. What here the mention is rely on, which is we have to believe in him. What kind of way we can say this crime?
重要的就是我们不能够依靠人血肉的膀臂我们要依靠神。
Man is an object to love.
因为人总是被爱的对象。
God asks us to love each other.
所以神他要求我们大家要彼此相爱。
When we love our spouse and our children, our brother and sister unconditionally, same way like Jesus Christ.
啊，因为我们要像主耶稣这样子的啊，要爱我们自己的孩子啊，我们的家人、兄弟姐妹啊，像主耶稣无条件的爱我们。
And then people call us, "You are disciple of Jesus Christ."
那么，因为这样子，别人就认得出来啊，我们真的是主耶稣的门徒了。
And Jesus showed us as a wonderful example himself, and on his last meal.
啊，主耶稣在最后那个晚餐的时候。啊，他给我们设下了最好的榜样。
He bring the basin and he start washed his disciples' feet.
啊，因为主耶稣他把水倒在盆子里头，啊，他开始来洗门徒的脚。
And show the love until to the end.
啊，就是到最后啊，主耶稣向门徒显出他的爱。
So that when we come to the Lord, when we come to church, we have to think about it. There's a lot of brothers and sisters here.
啊，所以当我们到神面前，到教会。啊，我们要想到啊，在我们周遭有很多的弟兄姐妹。
These people is there, these brothers and sisters here for God, God entrust in our shoulder to love them.
啊，因为啊，神啊，把这些人交在我们的肩膀上啊，让我们要学习爱他们。
When you trying to rely on the people, the problem is come up from there.
啊，当你开始啊想要依赖别人的时候啊，问题就这样发生了。
You know, I really trust this man, but this man says something else later on.
啊，他你会讲说啊，我真的过去很信赖这个人啊，但是呢，这个人又讲了一些话。
Later on, easily become even enemy turn out to be.
啊，结果呢，这个人啊，因为讲这些话，到最后也成为你的敌人了。
Why the many people they become a partnership and later on they trouble and they become enemies?
啊，为什么过去啊，人是彼此搭档啊，这个建立关系，但是后来啊，导致彼此啊成为敌人呢？
Because they rely on each other way to not the way to love, but they rely on them.
啊，因为他们啊总是把这个关系建立在人的身上啊，所以啊因此导致看出啊人的不可靠。
But when we love each other, though no matter what instance happens, still we can love them.
啊，但是都是啊我们把这个人的关系建立在彼此相爱的关系上。那么过啊以后，不管是啊发生了什么事，我们还是可以这个人啊和睦相处。
God is the object that we can trust Him and believe in Him.
啊，神事实上是我们啊可以依靠啊信赖的对象。
Because God never changes.
啊，因为神他总是没有改变的。
Because God is Almighty God.
啊，因为神他是一个全能的神。
So God is worthwhile. We can completely we can trust in Him, lean on Him.
啊，所以神啊他是值得我们全然的信赖。
Nowadays, the people we can see that in order to make it successful in the as a politically, that you have to find a certain people, make a connection. You can show your trust. You can kind of rely on and lean onto them.
啊，今天啊，有些人啊，他在啊，比方说他找在政治圈里面啊，那个政治领袖啊，因为他们想啊，这个人被选上啊，总是我们可以依靠的依赖的对象。
Yeah, this is a man's way.
啊，这事实上是人的做法。
But God's way is different.
啊，但是神的做法是不一样的。
God's way is love others.
啊，神的做法就是要我们去爱别人。
Let's look at the Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7 and 8.
啊，我们看这耶利米书的第十七章第七节到第八节。
Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose trust is the Lord. For he will be like a tree planted by the water, that extended its roots by a stream, and will not fear when the heat comes. But its leaves will be green, and it will not be anxious in a year of drought, nor cease to yield a fruit. Here to describe the words, when the blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, who trust is the Lord.
啊，在这里提到说，这依靠神，以神为可靠的，那人是有福的。
And verse 8 is described those who trust in the Lord, those trust the Lord. What kind? How can describe them? Is like he will be like a plant tree planted by the water.
啊，因为这依靠神的人，他必像树栽在水旁。
He extended its root by the streams.
那么在河边扎根。
And will not fear, and the heat comes.
啊，所以炎热来到的时候，并不惧怕。
See, sometimes in our life, we can tell there's something storm, scorch, you know, the sun, heat wave comes. Anything's come upon to our life, but this tree never worry because rooted down by the stream.
啊，有时候我们可以看见啊，这个 啊，是像太阳一样的这个炙热啊，会临到我们啊。但是我们想想，若是我们像树一样，是栽在这个溪水之旁，在河边扎根的话，那么就是这样炎热来到，也不至于惧怕。
Verse 8, but its leaves will be green; it will not be anxious in a year drought.
啊，这个叶子仍然必然青翠，所以在干旱之年毫无挂虑。
Nor cease to yield fruit.
啊，而且是结果子不止。
We think about this: if we rely on, we can trust in God, we can completely rely on Him.That our life it turned out to be like this much blessing.
啊，所以我们想想看啊，若是我们真的是以神为可靠的话呢，那我们的生活啊，自然的啊，就像栽在溪水旁的这个果实一样。
No matter anything happen in our life, maybe the personal conflicts or whatever in our financial problems, family problems, at church, but no matter what, since because we trust Him completely, everything can be solved naturally anyway.
啊，那既然啊，我们是对神有全然的啊，这个、依靠的信心啊，那么不管是我们遭遇到这个经济上的困难也好啊，或者是啊这个工作上的这个困难啊等等啊，总是不至于焦虑。
Let by being the rooted in the Jesus Christ in our life.
啊，所以让我们啊把我们的信心啊建立在主耶稣基督的身上，来做我们信仰的根基。
Now our life continually blessed by God.Without any trouble in our life.
那这样子的话啊，因为我们信心是建立在主耶稣的根基上啊，我们就不至于啊受到这个外界事物的影响。
When Jesus came to this world, he preached the gospel.
啊，主耶稣到世上来啊，他传天国的福音。
He never rely on the people.
啊，他绝对啊不把自己的啊自己交给这个世人。
Anytime there's troubles, anytime there's a matter that He have to dealing with it, and he prayed to God.
啊，他主当主耶稣遇到这个很大的这个困难挑战的时候，啊，他独自的向神祷告。
Let's look at the John chapter 2 verse 24.
我们看这个约翰福音的第二章的24节。
John chapter 2 verse 24.
啊，约翰福音第二章的24节。
Chapter 2, 24 and 25.
啊，约翰福音第二章的24节到25节。
But Jesus, with verse 24, but Jesus on his part was not entrusting himself to them, for he knew all men. And because he did not need anyone to bear witness concerning man, for he himself knew what was in man. You mentioned that Jesus, his part was not entrusting himself to them, but he knew all men.
啊，在这里特别啊，这个约翰特别记载主耶稣的事。啊，他说主耶稣不把自己交托给众人，因为他知道这个众人的心。
He does not rely on the people.
啊，所以他不啊这个信赖这些众人。
But it doesn't mean that he do not love people, but he really loves other people.
啊，不是说主耶稣不爱众人啊，主耶稣的确爱众人。
Now this is one of our Christianity's of attitude as a true attitude.
啊，那么事实上啊，这是我们做一个信徒啊，应该学习的真有的态度。
Have we noticed that Daniel? He as a prime minister in the Babylon.
啊，当时候这个但以理啊，是在这个巴比伦王国是做首相的。
Since he become a prime minister, he can rely on his king.
啊，当然他是做的这个巴比伦王国的首相啊，他可以把自己啊的心啊这个寄赖给当时候的这个啊巴比伦王国的这个帝王。
In order to keep his positions, if we rely on the king, then political sense is much safer, actually.
啊，当然，若是但以理这样子做啊，在这个政治的这个眼光上看起来啊，他就是地位更加稳固。
But he never does that.
啊，但是但以理没有这样做。
He respect king, but at the same time, he trusts in God.
啊，这个他啊，他尊敬啊，这个当皇上的啊，但另外一方面呢，啊，他啊，就是。啊，把信仰是建立在神的身上。
That's why his life has a long life. Even when in a foreign country, he become prime ministers. Even changed the kingdom was even changed, but still his position is firm.
啊，所以我们知道这个但以理啊，他啊在世上的日子啊，这个他的根啊，他的这个根基非常稳固啊，就是以后这个尼撒王那、啊、换了人。啊，另外一个王在兴起的时候，啊，他也不至于倒下来。
One time, king ordered the only worship him, but do not let other people to worship their own.
啊，有一次啊，这个尼布甲尼撒王啊，这个下令啊，这个不准啊，要向这个玩所立的神像来跪拜。
But he continued pray to God 3 times a day.
啊，但以理啊，他跟他的三个朋友啊，一天还是面向耶路撒冷向神祷告三次。
He's showing that he who's the one he rely on is God. God to God and not to king.
啊，但以理这样子做啊，表示他心所信赖的是神。而不是信赖这个王。
That's why God loves him so much.
啊，因此神非常的珍惜啊，宝贵这个但以理。
We have to root it down in the Jesus.
啊，同样的，我们也必须要在主耶稣啊身上来啊信心坚固。
Our life turn to be like a Daniel then.
啊，因为这样子做，我们的生活就会像这个但以理一样了。
Maybe anything's happening in the whatever in our daily life, but God holding us because we rooted in Him.
啊，无论是在生活周遭的环境发生什么样的事，啊，总是因为我们把信心的根基啊建立在主耶稣身上。
We do not make a decision based on our own emotions.
啊，所以我们不再用自己的这个情绪啊来做当时候的决定。
We do not easily express our anger whatever because we know we are rooted in the Jesus Christ, not other people's.
啊，因为我们把信心建立在耶稣的身上，不在别人身上。啊，因此我们就不会啊随便的发脾气。
Makes our life upscale then.
啊，那么这样子就已经改善了我们自己的啊这个生活方式。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 26.
我们看以赛亚书的第26章。
Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3 and 4.
啊，以赛亚书26章第三节到第四节。啊，旧约834页。
Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3 and 4.
以赛亚书26章第三节第四节。
The steadfast of mind thou wilt keep in perfect peace because he trusts in thee. Verse 4.
第四节。
Trust in the Lord forever, for in God the Lord we have an everlasting rock. These 3 and 4 is wonderful descriptions.Those who trust in his steadfast of mind, they will keep in perfect peace.
啊，这两节圣经章节的确是我们很大的帮助，因为提到说，坚信依靠神的，神必保守他十分的平安。
Because he trusts in him.
啊，因为啊，我们心啊，坚信的依靠神。
Verse 4 says he encourages his trust in the Lord forever.
啊，因为啊，我们是啊，这个永远的依靠神。
And God Himself to be become an everlasting rock.
那么，因为这样子，神本身成为我们永久可靠的这个磐石。
This is the benefit of relying on the Lord all the time.
啊，这个就是我们依靠神啊，随时依靠他的好处。
And also the second, we have to focus on ourselves and then we cultivate our inner man.
啊，就是我们啊，要啊，随时的依靠神。啊，然后呢？啊，我们在啊内在的灵修。
Many people they very care about their outer man.
啊，很多人啊太注重于这个外表的装饰。
But God's concern is not outer man, but inner our heart.
啊，但是神所看重的不是我们外表的啊这个啊美貌，而乃是我们内心的实际。
One time I bought a long time ago, I bought one used car.
啊，有一次啊，我带领这个年轻的孩子的班。
It's a Nissan used car. Nissan. Oh, is it at that time Nissan? Is it Nissan?
What do you mean? What Nissan?
Well, it's a small car anyway.
Oh, Nissan. Oh, oh. 有一次我买那个 Nissan 的日本车 Nissan 的小车。
But then I found out later on the engine has a problem.
啊，后来我就发现了我这个 Nissan 的车的引擎有问题。
I bought this car from the mechanic.
我是从这个修车库买的这一部车。
He couldn't completely fix it, but just patching and then just sold to me.
那么这个修车的人他没有办法完全把车修好他只是把它这个配这个零件配好。
At that time, I came to United States, and then just only after 1 or 2 years.
当时候我刚到美国在一两年时间。
It looks okay, you know, looks quite nice.
这个 Nissan 的车外表看起来还不错。
But once the engine is a problem, then I can't tell, and it really trouble.
但是当时我看不出来这个引擎有问题。 那么一到有问题的时候啊，就麻烦事来了。
See, our life is our outer man. It is a part of maybe matter, but as a Christian, inner man is truly the matter.
啊，我们基督徒啊，这外表啊是不重要啊，但是最重要乃是内在的我们自己。
Let's look at the Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16.
我们看哥林多后书的第四章的第十六节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16.
哥林多后书的第四章十六节。
Therefore, chapter 4 verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day.
啊，所以我们不善挡啊，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
We have to ask ourselves why Apostle Paul can say this way to here.
啊，我们要问一下，是说保罗啊，为什么能够讲这一句话
？Because he continually cultivate himself in his inner man.
啊，因为他常常啊，这个灵修啊，来改进这个内造的啊，内在的保罗。
So he has a confidence in himself getting stronger. He can feel it.
啊，所以保罗他自己有这样的信心，他可以体会到。这内在的我啊，是一天新是一天的。
And also, when you look at his outer man, continually, you know, the strength getting deteriorated, getting weakened. He knew that.
啊，当然，保罗他也知道啊，随着这个时间的过去，他的外体是慢慢的毁坏。
But what makes him joy and confidence in his life? Because he continually build up his inner man, so inner man getting stronger and stronger in himself.
啊，但是保罗啊，他常常啊注重这个内在的灵修的功夫啊，所以他知道啊，他的内心是一天新是一天。
So true Christian's joy is come from the inner man.
啊，所以一个真的啊基督徒，他的喜乐啊是从内在发出的。
Outer man's happiness is very limited.
啊，这外在的这个人啊的啊这个快乐只不过是暂时的。
But our inner man's the joy is like is everlasting springs.
啊，但是我们内在的喜乐啊。导致这个啊，这个、永流不止的这个泉源。
It builds up our character and virtues.
啊，因为这样子啊，可以啊继续的这个建造啊我们自己的这个美好的品德。
Let inner our tree continue grow to strong.
啊，让我们这个里内在的啊这个树啊能够啊更加的坚固成长。
So to bear the fruit of the Spirit of God.
啊，因此就可以啊这个结出啊这个神的圣灵的果子。
The more that this tree is stronger, the more bear the fruit, it more benefit to the other people.
啊，我们内在的这个树啊，越加的成长啊，越能够结出属灵的果子啊，能够来造就别人。
This is what God expects from us.
啊，这是神啊，他期待啊，我们成长的结果。
So Christian maturity is a matter of our own self.
啊，所以啊，事实上，这个基督徒的成长啊，是我们最应该注重的事。
We know that Moses at the beginning when he is 40 years old, he's trying to do help the for the God's work, which is helping his people.
啊，这个在啊，这个摩西四十岁的时候啊，他想靠着自己来帮助他们自己的人。
But when his desires are strong, it's not God's will, but his own will with his will to trying to help.
啊，摩西当时候他并不是依靠神啊，他乃是依靠自己。啊，这个血气方刚啊，他想要来啊帮助他自己的同胞。
But God says it's not your time.
啊，但是啊，神对摩西说，这还不是你的时候。
So put him into the wilderness in the Midian.
啊，所以后来啊，神把这个摩西带到米甸的旷野去。
And on the wilderness, there's nobody there.
啊，这个米甸的旷野啊，再没有第二个人存在。
Completed himself to be empty in his mind.
啊，那么结果呢？就是摩西啊，他自己要完全的倒空自己。
Doesn't mean that God doesn't care, but God already everyday basis God care. God's eyes with him actually.
好像四十年的这个熬炼啊，神不顾他啊，但不是的，神每天的生活当中都是在熬炼摩西。
After 40 years of his own cultivation, God called him in the burning bushes.
啊，所以经过四十年，他灵修的功夫完成了啊，神就在荆棘的火当中。来呼召摩西出来。
I'm sure these 40 years, his life in the wilderness, he take care of the sheep, he just daily basis, he can meditate himself.
啊，在四十年啊，这旷野的摩西啊，过这个牧羊人的生活当中，他每天啊，在心里头所思想的啊，我想都是跟神与神亲近。
Day by day, he discovered about himself.
啊，所以每一天啊，他都更多的这个发掘到自己是怎么样的人。
He realized I'm nothing.
啊，他知道说我是一无所有。
But when he think he's nothing, God say, I can use you.
啊，所以他越觉得自己是一无所有的时候，啊，神啊越觉得可以用他了。
What happened during the 40 years? God continued cultivate his life, his inner man.
啊，所以四十年这个旷野的功夫啊，神一直在栽培培养啊这个内在成长。
To be the vessel to be used by God.
啊，到最后摩西成为啊这个神所中可以用的一个器皿。
So let us focus our life, the inner man, to be cultivated, to be getting stronger, to be used by God.
啊，所以让我们也这样子啊来啊来这个啊培养啊我们内在的人啊，到有一天可以成为神用的工具。
Of course, we come to the church, we have to wash our faith, at least we can.Take care of our hairs. At least our still it's a part of our life.
啊，当然，我们到教会之前，我们总是要洗脸啊，要照照镜子，打扮一下，因为这是我们啊的生活方式。
But primary focus is on the inner man.
啊，但是以其这个注重外表的装饰，我们更加注重内心的这个建造。
And let's turn to First Peter chapter 3.
我们看这个彼得前书的第三章。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 3 and 4.
那彼得前书第三章的第三节跟第四节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 3 and 4.
彼得前书第三章第三节到第四节，新约三百三十七页。
And let not your adornments be merely external, braiding the hair and wearing gold jewelry.Or putting on dresses, verse 4.
啊，第四节。
But let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God. Here, Peter here described it. Verse 3 says, "Let not your adornments be merely in the external, which is bridal hair and the wearing the gold jewelry put on the dress. But verse 4, let it be the hidden person of the heart."With the imperishable quality of the gentle and quiet spirit.
啊，所以保罗在这里他强调说啊，你们不要以外面的这个编头华啊、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰啊，倒是要以里面存着这个长久、温柔、安静的心为装饰，因为这在神面前是极其宝贵的。
Which is precious.In the sight of God.
啊，这在神面前是极其宝贵的。
Let us focus in this way of life.
啊，让我们来注重啊这内在的装饰。
God will loves us then.
啊，那么神啊一定会觉得这是很宝贵的。
You know the King Saul, he became a king at that time. He was a humble man.
啊，这个当扫罗被选啊当这个以色列的第一个王的时候啊，当时候的扫罗是一个谦卑的人。
But he forget about the.Cultivate himself.
啊，但是保但是扫罗王啊，他忽略了啊，他必须要啊，这个内心的啊，这个灵修的功夫。
Eventually, his position pull himself to be pops up to the become a pride man of pride.
啊，那么因为他这个当啊当王位啊这个地位啊，使他自己啊这个骄傲啊，认为胜过别人。
Indeed, he was a powerful man because he is a king.
啊，当然，这个扫罗王啊是很有权势的人，因为他是当王的。
But because he is a pride, he do not respect God.
啊，但是因为他自我的骄傲啊，他没有对神啊有敬重的心。
So God's spirit depart from him.
啊，因此神的灵就离开扫罗王出去。
Even though he is a king at that time, but he didn't know God.God depart from him.
啊，就是他还是当着王啊，有这个王位啊，但是他不知道啊，神的灵已经离开他出去了。
He even jealous his little man David.
啊，当时候的扫罗王还对这个大卫年轻的大卫啊，产生这个啊这个嫉妒的心。
So he sent a troop to find out the David, try to kill him.
啊，所以这个扫罗啊，这个啊，派出他的这个军队啊，天天来追杀行索这个大卫的命。
David is his son-in-law.
啊，事实上，大卫啊是扫罗王的这个啊这个女婿。
And his mind is narrowed down.
啊，但是呢，这个扫罗王的心啊是这样的窄小。
People start to praise him So he thinks that he's scared about his positions, only about this. This is in the, occupied in his mind.
啊，这个当扫罗王听到啊，这个以色列的女子啊，他们歌颂这个大卫啊的战功的时候啊，扫罗王他心里头起了嫉妒、啊、害怕的心。
In himself is no quality to be as a king of the nations.
啊，当时候一个嫉妒啊的一个啊心里窄小的扫罗王。啊、他已经失去了在这当王应该有的这个气质。
And God rejected him.、
啊、那么神也因此就、啊、弃绝了扫罗王。
God chose the one that David, the young man.、
啊、神他所看重的倒是一个年轻的大卫。
Even his father didn't recognize him.、
啊、就是大卫的父亲、啊、耶西也没有看出来这一点。
When God sent Samuel to the Isis house to find out the one to be chosen of the kings and anointed him,But the Isis, the line up all the son except David.
啊，所以当这个撒母耳啊，这个先知啊，要到这个耶西的家啊，要啊来告他的一个儿子来当以色列王的时候啊，这个耶西父亲把他的孩子啊一一个摆在这个撒母耳的面前啊，但是当时候大卫却不在场。
We have noticed that Daniel is not that much a good-looking man.
啊、就是但以理他也并不是这个外表、啊、很好看的人。
Because we have noticed that when the Samuel look at the first son.
不是但以理、啊、是、啊、首先的话就是、啊、这个撒母耳看到第一个长子。
Well, Samuel said, indeed, this is the one.、
啊、这个撒母耳心中、啊、马上认为说、啊、这一定是神要我高立的人。
So maybe the first, second one maybe looks like considered a handsome man.、
啊、当然在 接下去的这几个兄弟、啊、都是很英俊 潇洒的。
But what God said, I already rejected.
啊，但是啊，神并没有看中他们。
But he just one by one, there's no more.
啊，那么这个撒母耳一个一个挑下去啊，再没有可以挑选的人了。
Is there any other son beside this?
啊，所以撒母耳就开口问啊，这个父亲啊，说你除了这些孩子之外还有谁呢
？But Jesse says.There's one, but outside to take care of the shepherd.
啊，这个耶西这个父亲，他说我还有一个最小的儿子啊，但是他在野地在牧羊。
Sam says, bring him.
啊，所以这个撒母耳先知说啊，赶快把他带进来。
God says, this is the one.
啊，因为神对我讲，这就是我要高立当以色列王的那一位。
Maybe among the Jesse's all the sons, maybe David is the worst looking. Maybe.
啊，说不定啊，在这个大卫的所有的哥哥当中。啊、大卫的长相、啊、比他的哥哥还、啊、更、啊、不好。
But David has a quality in his man.、
啊、但是大卫、啊、他有内在的这个品质。
So、that's why God chose him to anoint him.、
啊、因此神他选上大卫要高立他做王。
So、we have to take care of our, we have to cultivate constantly care and cultivate our inner man.、
啊、所以我们也要这样子的、啊、要常常的、啊、来照顾、啊、来培养我们内在的成长。
We really care about our outer bodies.
啊，我们真的是很注重外表。
Sometimes we go to the gym to continue exercise to build up our shape.
啊，比方说我们到这个健身的这个俱乐部啊，去这个锻炼身体。
I haven't exercised about 7 years.
啊，在过去的7年啊，我没有真正上过这个健身啊的俱乐部去运动。
One time I visited a Phoenix church and because of,The heater was broken, so I find out the Belly Fitness because our membership has it.
啊，有一次我到这个凤凰城去啊，那个教会的这个热火炉啊，这个坏了啊，那我是这个 Belly 的这个啊，这个健身俱乐部的人啊，所以我就想去那边一下。
Through the 7 years, I haven't used it.
啊，因为过去7年啊，我虽然说是个会员，但是没有真的用过。
But always I saying that one day I go, one day.
啊、总是我提醒自己说，终有一天、啊、我会去、啊、这个健身俱乐部。
Because Phoenix Church is it's cold and nice, I cannot shower with the cold water. So looking for the through the online, I find that、oh, it's quite close, about 15 minutes from there.、
啊、当天晚上我住在这个凤凰城、啊、因为教会晚上很冷、啊、那个热火炉又坏了、啊、所以我就看着电话簿、啊、我发现到、啊、真的有这一家这个、啊、健身房，而且离开教会开车只有15分钟。
The purpose to go to this belly, the fitness center, is because I want to have a shower there.
啊，所以我去这个健身房啊，事实上是讲是洗个澡而已。
And then I went on the way to passing by the all the you know the equipments, the machines, and It just stirred my mind.
啊，但是呢，我还没有进入这个啊洗澡房之前啊，我看到周遭啊很多这个健身的这个设备啊，那我心里头就摇动了。
Before shower, maybe I can try a little bit.
啊，我想说还没有洗澡之前，我总是可以啊用一下这个健身的啊这个设备啊来锻炼身体一下吧。
Then I tried one of machine that is still master.
啊，所以我就啊，这个啊，踩在那个 Steelmaster 啊，这个运动的啊，这个器具上。
That's my, it was my favorite before.
啊，因为这是我过去最嗜好的这个运动的项目。
And then I get up and try to fix it, and then about 20 minutes setting.
啊，所以呢，我就把它时间啊设定下来，说20分钟啊，在这个上面运动。
About 4-5 minutes,、啊、I can tell heart cannot take it.
啊，但是经过4-5分钟之后呢，我心跳太快，我受不了了。
Oh, this side lady keep on doing. I can tell about 20 minutes already.
啊，那所以我没有办法持续下去。
But there's others. They work very hard.
啊，但是我就看着别的人，他们都很努力的这个运动健身。
So without knowing others, I slowly go up and then.Push the stop button and just slow down and slide down and got so embarrassed.
啊，所以我看见啊，这个周围啊，周遭啊，很多人啊，他们啊，非常这个迈进的在运动啊，但是我坐不下来了啊，所以我就把这个啊，这个时间表把它停下来，慢慢的退下这个阶梯。
So from then on, I determined to do the exercise.
啊，那么从那个时候，我才下决心说啊，从今以后我必须要好好的来运动健身。
So far, I continue follow up to exercise.
啊，所以到目前为止啊，我还是维持。啊，一个啊时间来好好的运动健身。
Since I'm here the 4 days, I haven't done anything, so I'm kind of worried because after this I go back, then how many minutes I can continue?
啊，那么这四天以来啊，在这里这个灵恩布道会，我都没有运动，我开始有点担心了，因为我回去之后啊，要再去健身运动，我不晓得我是不是能够赶得上。
Because I already build up my 30 minutes. Every time I go the 30 minutes, and then.I do, I guess, is a little above the mid high, so it's considered. It's I'm trying to, kind of can stand out myself.
啊，因为我一上去的时候，我就啊设在这个中上以上啊，能够持续的30分钟啊，这是我一个正常啊的这个可以运动到的一个量。
And also, when we choose the food, we very carefully select the choose to eat.Because food is important for us.
啊，同样的，就是在我们选择这个啊吃的食物的时候，我们也是很小心。
Have you noticed that? Because every time, every morning, wake up, then you know what is breakfast time.
啊，因为每天早晨起来，你都知道啊，这是我应该啊这个啊进食早餐的时候。
You know the lunch time comes very well.
啊，因为我们知道这个啊中午的时间啊吃饭时间也很快就到。
And dinner time comes.
啊，那么晚上吃饭时间也到了。
Very systematically, every day, certain time you eat.
啊，因为每天啊这按时啊这个啊你要进食吃饭。
But how much we think we can focus on our cultivation, our inner being?
那么既然是这样子，那我们问自己啊，到底我们是不是也是啊定时的啊来培养我们内在的成长呢
？Do we truly put out some time to cultivate our inner being？
啊，我们是不是啊花出啊这个腾出一段时间来好好的培养啊内在的成长呢
？We have to cultivate our inner being。
啊，我们必须要啊这个培养啊内在的成长。
And in the Lord。
啊，这是在主耶稣里头的深耕建造。
Let's pray in silence.
我们大家低头同心默祷。